Okay, we're up to Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph at the bottom. V'chein Shlosha Shehitilu. People invest in some kind of merchandise. They sell it, so they split the profits percentage according to how much they put in. Omar Shmuel Shnayim Shehitilu Kis Zem Mona V'Zem Osayim. Two people put into a pot, one 100, one 200. So, Hashkar la'emtza. So they split evenly. So the Chora, we just said that that's not the case. That they put in money into a pot and they buy merchandise and they sell it, they get according to the percentage of the money they put in. Omar Rabba Mistabra Milse de Shmuel. Bishor lecharisha va'omid lecharisha. Talking where they bought a shore to plow. So you can't really divide it up. If you need every bit is as important as every other bit. So even though this one may have 2/3 and this one 1/3 of the total animal, but the profits of the plowing are equal. But even if they bought the shore originally to plow, and then it, what's it called, got worth more, got fatter, and it was more advantageous to shecht it and sell the meat, since when they split up the meat, obviously there's a difference between who has 2/3 of the animal and who has 1/3. Then they split it up according to the percentage of how much they put in. Then Rav HaMenuna says no. Even if they originally bought, since they originally bought it to plow, so even though one put in 1/3 and one put in 2/3, they have equal. If they would let it plow, they would have equal profits, right? In now that they're selling it for meat, they still split it evenly. Since when they made the partnership, they knew they were going to get equal shares, even though one put in more money than the other. So even though now, when they split it up, legabe meat, they get equal shares. Rashi. Haskar la'emtza chokin b'shava. They split it equally. Shor l'charisha, shalachu b'hen shor l'achrosh v'charshim bo. They originally bought this shore to plow. V'ein chelko shozeb moya below chelko shozeb klum. And therefore, both of them are equally important, even though they have different amounts in the animal. Hilka chokin v'shava. Therefore, they split it equally. Avol shorla charisha v'hishbiach b'bosra v'shachtu. But they originally bought the shore to plow, and it got worth a lot more. So now it's worth shechting and selling the meat. It's worth more that way. Zenot l'fimosav shaharim mischalik levarav. Because the mice, and now that each one has a different amount in the animal, and when you split it up, a dead animal, for sure there's a difference between 1/3 of the animal and 2/3 of the animal. The hod the nokat rachis mikhon the charisha revusa hashmina. That it says that originally they bought it for plowing is to teach me this chiddush. The afal gav the mikora daiti the lemiflag b'shave nachus l'shutus. Even though in the beginning they had in mind that they're going to split the profits of the plowing equally, even though they put in different amounts of money, hash of the shavach bebasar. Now that lemaisa, they're not going to use it for plowing, but they're going to use it for shechting. B'shachtu v'hum ischalik leivarav yitul ish l'fimosav. Even though originally they intended to split up the profits equally, now that they're not using it for plowing, now they split it up according to the percentages they have. Okay, where it says. So then, with Machlokas Rabba and Rav HaMenuna, whether what's it called, they continue to split it up equally, since lechatchila they bought it with the intention of using it for plowing, and then they would have split it up equally. So Rav HaMenuna says they split it up equally, even if they split up the meat, and Rabba says no, they split it up according to the, in that kind of case, according to the percentages. Meister, Shnayim Shitil Lekis. Two people put money into a pot. Zem mona v'zem osayim. This one put in 100, this one put 200. Haschar la'emsa. Right? The schar is equally divided. So Mara says, obviously you can't be talking about where you sold merchandise, because that we know from the Mishnah is not the case. And it can't be talking where you bought it l'chatchila to shecht and split it up, because that for sure doesn't make any sense. So my lav, it must be talking about b'shor l'charish shavo mid l'tvicha. The case would be where it's a shor that was bought originally for plowing, where they were going to split it up evenly, and then they decided to shecht it. Right? And still we say that it's equal, like Rav HaManunah, not like Rabba. But tziyufta de Rabba, lo, b'shor l'charisha, v'omid l'charisha. It's talking about a shor they originally bought for plowing, and they're using it for plowing. Then you split up the profits equally. Aval shor l'charisha, v'omid l'tzvicha, ma'i, zed not l'fi ma'osav, zed not l'fi ma'osav. What do you tell me? But if it would be a shor they bought originally for charisha, and then they changed their minds and they shechted it, that there you split up according to the percentage, like Rabba says, and the Tani Sefer locha zebishalo, the zebishalo, but it's arvu zed not lefima osav, the zed not lefima osav, right? Well, why does the Sefer have to say a case, a new case, where each one bought animals that he could afford, and then they got mixed up? They've got, one bought healthier animals, one bought schwacher animals, because the other one couldn't afford the healthy animals. And then they got mixed up, right? So then they split up the profits according to the amount they put in, right? So whereas Litlov, listening to me today, should have said a more partial case. And since the Reish is talking about where they bought it the Harisha, they're using it for Harisha. But if they would have bought it for Harisha and using it for Tzvicha, they'd have to split up according to percentage. Tell me that case. It's a bigger chiddush. The med varim amurim b'shor l'charisha v'omid l'charisha. Aval b'shor l'charisha v'omid l'tzvicha zen not l'fim osav, zen not l'fim osav. According to Rabbi, it should have said that case, not the father case where they bought two different animals and they got mixed up. Where it says, no, hachinami ka'amar. That's exactly what it means. The med varim amurim b'shor l'charisha v'omid l'charisha. When did they split up equally? If they bought a shor for plowing and they're using it for plowing, then neither one's chelek makes a difference more than the other one. All the parts of the animal are equal when it comes to plowing. But in a case where you bought it originally for charisha and now you're dividing it up for meat, then it's exactly the same case as if they had bought different animals and they got mixed up. Avade, then you split it up according to the percentages. Zen not lefima osav, the zen not lefima osav. Rashi. Lokach zeb bishalo, shvarim briyim b'masai. This one could afford healthy animals, and he spent 200 to get healthy animals. The zeb bishalo, shvarim chichush b'manim. The other one could only have $100, and he bought, animals, but they were weaker ones. And then they got mixed up and they plowed with both of those animals. Now's the difference between if you're plowing with a healthy animal or a weak animal. So this one gets his percentage because his healthy animals were plowing, and this one gets the lower percentage because his weaker animals were plowing. Lithlog bididei, according to Rabba, why did it go to that case? Say a different case, even where they bought the animal together, but now they're splitting it up for meat, then they split it up according to percentage. Afkishitil lakis mos, v'lochu behema achas, not where they bought different animals. They bought the same animal, yachloku, right? V'lema zen not lefimosa, zen not lefimosa. Tell me a bigger chiddush. Even with one animal, they'll split it up according to the percentage. Okay. Tznan. Three people put money into a pot together. Pichsu ohosiru kachen chokin. Right? If they got more or less, the money's got more or less, they split according to what's it called the percentages. Versus my la pichsu pichsu mamish hosiru hosiru mamish. Right? We're talking about over here where the monies got worth, well, not monies got worth less, where the monies, what's it called, where the monies got worth less, they devaluated or increased in value. See Rashi. Pichsu pichsu mamash uktani kachin cholkin with the hamos the tiyuf to the Shmuel, because Shmuel said that the only time that what's it called that you split up according to percentage, right, is where it's a shorle what's it called a shorle charisha and omid l'tficha. Then you split up according to percentages, but in a case where you're not splitting up the thing according to percentage, right, the thing remains the same way. It's just that the money's got worth more as devaluated. There, lechora, he would hold you split equally. Mar says no. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravu, alo. Loho siru zuze chadati pichsu astira de tsunisa. It's talking where the money became completely different values. Zuze chadati shemetilin zuzim yishonim v'nosnu v'nosu bohem achinasu chadoshim v'yotzim heim hotso. They originally put in old coins that didn't weren't readily usable. And then they use them, and they nasa chadoshim, and they change the coinage. Hilka cholkim with the hamos, the cholchad, my dioiv shokel. Everybody gets back what they put in, right? So the value of the coins themselves change. So if you put in 10 coins, you get the value of 10 coins, and I put in 5 coins, I get the value of 5 coins. Avol imo siru yosar acheshben haschar li emsa. But if they made profit, then they split up the profit equally. Istri de tunisa shenifsalo hamadeh, or the opposite. The coin was, they stopped using that coin. Right? When they changed from the old shekel to the new shekel, you had a certain amount of time you could cash it in. After that, it's worthless. Can't use it anymore. Ve'en yotzei botzah. It's not used anymore for commerce. Mishi yesh lo mako. So what do you use the coin for? Somebody who has a sore on the bottom of his foot would put the coin there, and it helped to heal it. Mitachas kosher mehem shom. The malya lechaluda didu. The rust helps the wound, right? Helps you get tetanus. No, the rust, what's it called, helps the wound somehow. The tzuras that they do with the Gemara, we learn Shabbos. And the tzuras hamadeya also has some kind of healing. Kedamrinim Masechah Shabbos. Yotzim b'sela shalat tzinis. Meforesh mait tzinis basara. The kivin the yeshno be'en notul kol echot kecheshbon shehikol. Since the coins are still there, so each one now gets his coins back according to how many coins he put in. So if you put in 2/3 of the coins, you get 2/3 of the bad coins back. Or if you put in, if the coins got better, they became more value, they became, what's it called, they started using that currency again, so then you get 2/3 of your good coins back. Avon pichsu meya o chamishim zuz, zemafsid mechza vzemafsid mechza, shaschar vahetzid leemza. But Lamaisa, if they put in money and they made a profit or less, the profit is equal because you need all the money to buy the schora. So therefore, what's it called? They couldn't have bought the schora without all of the money, so it's like a shor l'charisha. Each one is equally necessary to make this deal, so they split equally. Okay. Mishnah. Mishnah ha yanosui dalid noshin. First mission before it was only 3 women. Now the guy's married 4 women. Umeis, and he died. Harishonok and each one's ksuba is written on a different day, right? He married them successively, not all one big wedding on the same day. So the first, he died. Harishonok kodemis lishniya. So the first one collects her ksuba before the second one collects. Right, she gets her paid off completely before the second one, because her star comes first. Ushniya l'shlishis, ushlishis l'raviyis. V'rishon l'nishbas l'shniya. The first one has to take a shvua to the second one that she didn't collect anything during her husband's lifetime, and she's owed the whole thing. Ushniya l'shlishis, the second one has to take a shvua to the third one that she didn't collect anything, and therefore she's taking the whole ksuba, and the third one gets nothing. Ushlishis l'raviyis, and the third one takes a shvua to the fourth one that she didn't collect anything during her husband's lifetime. V'haraviyis nifrash lo b'shvua. And the fourth one, though, collects without a shvua. Benanis omer, the mechvi mechnei shehi achrom and niskeres, just because she happened to be the last one, right, she collects without a shvua from the yisomim. Afilo sifra ele b'shvua. She also has to collect with a shvua. She has to take a shvua to the yisomim that she didn't collect anything during her husband's lifetime. What happens if all the shtaros were written on the same day? Then we go according to the hour that it was written. And in Yerushalayim, they used to write the hour in the shtar, and then whichever shtar was written first, on that, even though it was written on the same day, that one, the same halacha would apply. She collects first, and only after she collects everything does the second one, the next hour one, have a schus. The kacha yukosim Yerushalayim shows. In Yerushalayim, they talk about, used to write the hours in the shtar. Normally, you don't write the hours in the shtar, and the shtar is kone at the end of the day. And then they're all kone at the same time. Even though they made the kinyan at different times, it made no difference. Because the shtar, since the shtar is what finishes off the kinyan, if they all happen at the same moment. Right? And if, what happens if all of them were the same, written the same hour? So you don't make a difference between the beginning of the hour and the end. They didn't write minutes. So it's as if they would write the day without hours. It's all at the end of the day. Here's all at the end of the hour. Then Ein Shom Elamana, and there's only 100. Chol goes b'shove, then they split it up equally. Rashi. Harishona Nishba v'shnia, im shnia to enes, hoel v'im bos lito tchila, hishavi lishlo gavish mishal bali klum. Right, if you're going to now collect before me and take away my ksuba, you have to swear that you didn't collect anything in the lifetime of the husband, that now you're collecting more than it's coming to you, and what's left should come to me. Dilma lo mishtayr li nechosim kishir ksubasi. The afshlishis tomar kein lishniya, varavius lishlishis. Aval haravius nefrash lo b'shua. The fourth one collects without a shvua. Ukigon shayisomin gedolin. Normally you have a cloud that you can't collect from Yisomim without a Shvuah. But here it's talking whether Yisomim are Gedolim. Ukisover, Haitana, Ki Omru, Rabban, and Habal, Ifro, Menichza, Yisomim, Lo Ifro, El Meshvuah, Be Yisomim, Ketanim, Omru, Vlob, Gedolim. This Tana holds that that halacha that you don't collect from Yisomim except with a Shvuah is only Yisomim, Ketanim, but not Yisomim, Gedolim. Afilo, Sifro, Vigmor, Meforish, Buksai, Bamayim, Benanis holds that in any case, she has to take a shvua, and the Gemara is going to discuss what the machlokas is. Hayukulam yotzis biomechad, kolomer yotzis lifaneinu, umalamdo shekulam nichtavu biomechad. Right, the shtaros of all of them just have the date of the day, and they're all the same day. Kolakodemus lechaber teshua achas biksuvaso. But if you wrote the hour, then like they do in Yerushalayim, then the shtar is chal at the end of that hour. And if the hours are different, whoever's hour was first collects first. Zochsa im hashos mefurashos betochan. If they specified the hour the shtar was written, then the shtar is kone at the end of that hour. Kigon ba'achas kosu b'yom ploni b'shoshlishis, u'vishniya b'shoravius v'chein b'kulan.